Much like with actors, you won't have the time necessary to train people to be great camera operators. However, one of the great advantages of the fake documentary is that it does not necessitate having great camera operators. While a well-made documentary often looks somewhat polished, the central tenet behind documentaries, capturing real life, means that things are spontaneous. Because of that, camera work is also spontaneous in those films. So a little bit of sloppiness in camera work is perfectly fine within this arena. Most of what you'll be doing in regards to training for camera operators is simply making sure they know how their equipment works when you're shooting. However, if you want to set aside a little bit of time to talk to them and give them a few pointers on what will make for effective documentary film shooting, here are a few points you can bring up during that meeting. 1. The unsteady shot. This is related to the shaky cam conversation that we had earlier in the masterclass. Essentially, this is about making sure the shots are not too smooth. The likelihood that your camera people would be able to get shots that were perfectly smooth is already pretty low, but it's worth noting to tell them you don't want this to look as if it was shot like a highly polished film or television show. There needs to be some sense of movement from the camera that's unexpected. This tiny bit of extra movement, which sometimes doesn't even register actively in the viewer's brain, nonetheless helps to immerse the viewer in the sense that this is a documentary, even though they know it's fake. Next up, decentering the frame. This is another minor thing that will probably happen naturally, but you can make sure to accentuate it with your camera people by pointing it out. The idea behind decentering the frame is to make sure that the shots don't all look like they've been thought up before and executed perfectly on take 5 or 6. When a camera pans from one character to another, it's supposed to be happening in the real world, and the camera person doesn't necessarily know exactly where the next character will be that they're filming. So they likely wouldn't be able to turn the camera and perfectly capture someone right in the center frame with the exact amount of headspace that you would want. That's what you want your frames to look like, a quickly captured moment that was unplanned. Little tricks like these will help to sell that reality. Next up, cluttering the view. This is a simple trick that all kinds of fake documentaries have already used, in particular, the American version of The Office. The basis of this trick is that you put something visually between the camera and the subject, therefore making the shot feel clandestine and unplanned. In The Office, whenever they wanted a scene where Michael is just being himself and thinks no one can see, he goes into his office and then the camera watches him through the blinds of the window. That one simple technique adds an enormous amount of impact emotionally in terms of making it feel as if the camera and the characters are behaving the way they actually would in the real world. There are already going to be enough moments in your story where you stretch credibility and reality, so you want to use as many of these as possible when you can to make sure that the reality is held somewhat. So if you're shooting in the kitchen that has an island with objects stacked on it, perhaps try doing a take where the character on the other side is seen with those objects popping into view just slightly out of focus. Or if someone is having a quiet conversation on the phone and they think they're not being heard, have the camera peeking around the corner of a wall so the part of the frame has a wall in the foreground, and it'll make it feel voyeuristic and realistic. When you go back and look at your script, places where you can do things like this should be very obvious. Next up, just keep shooting. This may actually be the most important key that you give to any of your camera operators, and while it seems simple, it is so incredibly important that it's worth noting. Anytime you start a scene, all the cameras should continue shooting until it's very clear that a character has broken character or the director has called a cut. Beyond those two moments, the camera operator should never stop shooting. In fact, it might even be worth continuing to shoot even if you think someone is going out of character or forgot the line, because you never know what might work on screen. The whole point of a fake documentary is for things to feel real and unplanned. The best way for that to happen is for things to actually be real and unplanned. If you're shooting with the intent of capturing only the thing that was supposed to happen during the moment that you're shooting, you're not going to be open to catching any fun or unexpected surprises that could make the scene better. That is vital to making this film feel real and lived in. We don't shoot on 35mm film anymore, so it's not as if you're wasting an enormous amount of money by continuing to record. You can always record over or delete something that you don't need later, but it's always worth just continuing to shoot no matter what. Just keep shooting. Aside from these pointers, you can also add any things that are specific to your project. If you're shooting someplace and the owners have told you they don't want to shoot in a certain area, make sure your camera people know that. If there are people that aren't supposed to appear on screen, make sure the camera operators know not to shoot footage of them and to not even do anything that makes it look like they're shooting footage of them, even if they aren't. This movie is basically being made for free and based on the kindness of other people, so you always have to be deferring to anyone who has been kind enough to help you out. Other than that, you just want to make sure that you have a good rapport with whoever's operating the cameras, and you want to make sure that whoever you have chosen is dedicated to making this project happen. If you sense any hesitation, lack of interest, or anything else that gives you pause, trust that gut feeling and put someone else in that place. Next to the actors in front of the screen, your camera operators are the most important people involved in this project in terms of actually getting it completed.